I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, he's probably not going to enjoy this, but I'm going to follow up on something he said yesterday. Not just forget about it like it didn't happen. Threw it out into the universe. Universe is yet to respond to your phone call at this moment. We'll get to that right after Check Traffic with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. So, Woodsy, I do not want to put incorrect words into your mouth. Can you, again, tell us how you phrased your... What should we call it?
It's a tweet, is what
rumor,
it's called.
Your...
It was just a tweet.
It was a tweet.
Yeah, it said holy S-word.
Yes, but then you clarified on the show yesterday.
I did?
Yeah, you said what exactly?
Well, I had a...
About a Padres potential trade.
There's been a lot of trade rumors swirling around.
We're getting Mike Trout.
I'm tired of that bit, big time. They're not going to trade Mike Trout. Obviously not this year. I'm not saying it will never happen. But I'm saying it won't happen this year. It's a tired bit. They have been connected to Josh Hader, and they have been for some time.
I saw Hacksaw tweeted that they were connected to Christian Yelich. Is that not true?
Now, that was never part of my source
Club
saying
Pilates.
That.
If
these things start taking on a life of theirs. So you threw out into the universe. All of a sudden, the speculation started running wild
as
yesterday.
As it usually does. I do have a couple of guys that are in the know. And got a couple of DMs the night before last and said, look, it looks like it's close. They are actively working on this deal. And the deal would be, I had heard a couple of things. Number one, I heard Hader here to really solidify a pretty damn good bullpen already. He and that bullpen is, I mean, it's insane. He has a 1% barrel rate.
It's the National League All-Star bullpen.
1%.
That would give the Padres basically a lineup of five guys with extensive closing experience.
Correct.
They added Josh Hader to the mix. They already have Drew Pomeranz, Emilio Pagan, Mark Melancon,
Keone Kila,
all of whom have closed for good chunks of their careers in the bullpen. You could go four innings with your starter and then say, we're going to now throw our five closers at you the next five innings.
Problem is, and so there's a couple of different things that I had heard. I saw a three-team deal in the works. The other team that was mentioned to me was the Tigers. I also saw another team being the Diamondbacks, which I would have no idea what they would do or who they would trade to or whatever, but three-team deals can get a little bit confusing. So, again, I said it yesterday, qualified it. It's a rumor.
Now
that's what it is.
And this isn't the first time that Josh Hader's name has been brought up this offseason.
No.
What has always seemed to be the sticking point in the past is that the reports are the Brewers' asking price was
through the roof,
really, really high, like prohibitively high for most teams. I like the Padres' bullpen as it stands. Now, would it be better with Josh Hader? Sure. Do I want to give up C.J. Abrams for him?
Right.
Not really at all. Do I want to give up Mackenzie Gore? No, I really don't. So I'm wondering, given that, A.J. Preller didn't touch his top prospects for the most part, other than Luis Patino this offseason, but he did kind of clear out that next level. What's left that the Brewers would be interested in that is not someone that I feel like, you wouldn't touch him for Snell, you wouldn't touch him for Darvish, but you'll give him up for Hader? I don't know about that. So who's left to make this deal happen? That's where I was kind of
Who are the
confused.
Tier 1 prospects now?
Well, telling me if you put together a package headlined by Cronenworth and Morejon and Michelle Baez, that doesn't get the job done? It could.
So you're taking away from the major league roster as it currently stands to add a closer.
Yes.
If not, out of the question.
No, you're basically taking two major leaguers for one, Baez being kind of on the fringe, right? Listen, if that's the deal, if AJ pulls the trigger on it, it's not going to. I like all three of those guys. It's not going to break my heart, though. But I'll say this, though. When you really kind of dig deep on the trade, Benny, Milwaukee's not out of it, obviously. It's the weakest division in the game. They've got St. Louis. The Cubs have been crying poor. I don't think they're going to be very good. The Pirates packed it in. The Reds are, they don't know what they're doing. They're in that rebuild stage as well. So the Brewers really have a shot, and he's under team control for three more years at a pretty decent salary. Would he make the bullpen better? Absolutely. Now, if they're looking to dump salary, you could see a guy like Lorenzo Cain come back. That would make sense. I mean, he's making like $17 million, but you'd have to eat that. That would be a that'd be Dodgers-esque, right? When or Yankees-esque when you say, all right, we'll do Hader, we'll give you Baez and Morejon, and we'll take Lorenzo Cain off your hand. He's going to be that center fielder, that backup center fielder and pinch hitter or whatever that A.J. Preller has also been rumored to be after right now. So, look, on paper, does it make a lot of sense? Nah, not really. But when A.J. Preller, if he covets something, he puts his mind to it, he's going to work to get that guy. The Yelich thing, I have no idea where that came from. I never said that.
To answer your question, Paul, here's where MLB.com currently ranks the Padres prospects. Right now, Mackenzie Gore is number one with C.J. Abrams hot on his heels behind him at number two. Some places even have those guys switched at this point with Abrams number one. Luis Campusano is number three. Pretty much, you know, talked about as the or one of the top catching prospects in all of baseball. Robert Hassel is number four, and Ryan Weathers is number five. After that, well, I think it kind of takes a bit of a drop, but you know, maybe the Padres are still high on some of these guys. Tucapito Marcano, Reggie Lawson, Justin Lang, Tirso Ornelas, Joshua Mears at number 10. The names are not nearly as recognizable as that top five that would seem to be, if not untouchable, certainly you'd be very reluctant to part with any of those top five guys, even for a proven commodity like Hader out of the bullpen.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that too, Benny, because again, we do want, you know, you do want sustained success here for the Padres. You don't want this to be a 2 or 3 year deal. You don't want it to be like the Cubs had it. Remember, everyone thought the Cubs were going to be a dynasty for a long time, and you know, now they're crying poor. And you like AJ Preller in charge, and you like Peter Seidler in charge, and feel like they're going to do what needs
that hasn't
to get
been
done.
That hasn't been the message. The message from the Padres is we want to be good for a decade. At least.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not going for it in 2021,
and then
if it doesn't work out, we're breaking it up.
Correct.
This is supposed to be the decade in which every year.
These guys are like 3 year deals.
You know, the Potteries have a chance.
Yes. Now, again, Hader is a 3 year. He's 3 more years. You have him under control.
Snell's 3 years.
In his prime.
Clevenger's 2 or 3 years.
Yep. So, look, I didn't see much about it yesterday except Christian Yelich's name get added to it. I mean, look, dude. If Milwaukee is going to go down that road of dumping a bunch of salary, Christian Yelich will be somewhere else in the next 2 years. I mean, he's got a no-trade clause, but if he thinks that he can win somewhere, why wouldn't he? But I don't foresee Christian Yelich being a Padre. But I'm sorry, man, but tell me I'm wrong that Lorenzo Cain and Josh Hader to the Padres doesn't make a lot of sense. It makes sense. It absolutely makes sense.
I've got these Colonel Budget, you know, like instincts kicking in right now. It's like, don't take on Lorenzo Cain and $17 million.
Well, then you're
right
going to have to give up better prospects.
Right.
Or so just money,
or just
prospects,
not do the
or
deal.
Just not do the deal.
At some point, AJ's going to just have to say, here it is. Here's your team. I mean, they can add at the deadline as well.
Yeah, you can. There's going to be moves made all the way up to spring training.
But I this was my thought after they signed Brian O'Grady. So. It certainly wasn't accurate at the time. I you know, and this was before all the big moves. I wasn't unhappy with the roster knowing you can always add at the deadline.
Correct.
Based on, okay, we had a couple of injuries here we weren't expecting. We all of a sudden need an outfielder, or we need a starting pitcher, or we need a relief pitcher.
He'll go get one.
You know what you need in July. Instead, the Padres just went and acquired pretty much everything, you know, to add to the depth. So now they've got depth inside their own organization. Do you want to keep adding depth, or do you want to wait and see what you actually do need when the trading deadline rolls around in July?
I mean, one thing we know, man, one thing we know about AJ Preller is that man is never satisfied. He likes to try to improve the ball club. And he, you know, it's like in basketball, Benny, when you have the hot hand, he's got the hot hand right now. I mean, general managers are taking his call, right? They're taking his call. And what do you need? What do you want? Let's make a deal. He's liking making deals right now.
At some point, it wouldn't stun me this season, even though the Padres are clearly going for it. If they're kind of healthy and they're having trouble finding playing time and innings for pitchers, you know, A.J. Preller may flip a guy for a top prospect, you know, a team that's desperate and say, yeah, we weren't going to give up one of our top two prospects, but we need this guy. The Padres, he's sitting on the Padres bench. He's really good. Could a Jake Cronenworth be a trade piece? You mentioned a Michelle Baez or an Adrian Morejon. Could they be trade pieces that are not necessarily for help now, but for help in 2 years, yep, for another great prospect or a prospect you flip later for someone else you do need?
Wouldn't surprise me in the least.
I would not be shocked if that happens. And don't all of a sudden go, oh, the Padres, what are they doing? Selling now? No, they're not. This is a long-term play.
Yeah.
For the Padres, which means AJ will still have to make some long-term moves. Made a lot of short-term moves, being short-term being 2 to 3 years.
Correct.
But there's also those 4 to 5 year moves that he still has to think about down the road that he can still work on this year.
Yeah, and Josh Hader is a really, really strong guy at the back end of a bullpen. And the Dodgers' best hitters are left-handed hitters. Right, like that's their best hitters are probably left-handed, outside of Justin Turner. We'll see what he's got left in the tank. But you get a lefty like Josh Hader, that's a move to help you beat the Dodgers every time. That's what you do that for. Pomerantz is really good too, but is he going to be your closer? What is he going to be? What are their roles going to be? We'll see as it's defined. But you look at the Dodgers lineup and you have to start looking at that and saying, well, how do we match up? I say they match up pretty well with them right now. How are they going to continue to match up with them? How are they going to continue to beat them when it counts? And Josh Hader in that bullpen certainly can help you do that.
I also remain, as I know you do, very high on Matt Strom.
Yeah.
In the Padres bullpen. His numbers have been phenomenal despite not being particularly healthy the last couple of years. And I got an update yesterday out of spring training that Matt Strom is it's probably unlikely to be ready to go by opening day. He's still recovering from that knee surgery and, slowly kind of getting back, but he's behind where some other relievers are. But, you know, within the first probably month of the season, I expect Matt Strom to be healthy and be a fantastic left-handed option. A guy who, quite frankly, on a lot
Matt
of other...
Matt Strom comes in, gets the one out he needs.
Strawman, Salmon.
Quite frankly, a guy who would probably be a good setup man in a lot of bullpens. He's not. He's going to be overlooked in the Padres bullpen that features so many big names now. But he is absolutely someone that I'm confident getting lefties, especially out if they needed to in the 7th, 8th inning this season.
He's got to get healthy. Got to get healthy. You got Tim Hill as well. He's got to pitch a little bit better. You've got options. They have no shortage of depth and options, and it tends to work itself out always. So we'll see what happens. But look, if he pulls a deal in the next 24 to 48 hours, not going to surprise me, nor am I going to take credit for it because I didn't, two people reached out to me. I didn't reach out to them.
AJ Preller working on something. That's not actually breaking news. That's the de facto.
That's just like the
modus operandi of AJ Preller. He's working on something. Is he awake? Is he alive? He's working on something then.
AJ, if you're listening, call. Or text me. Just text me back one time. How about that? Let's start there. Text me back one time.
I think he's in Peoria. Not that he couldn't be listening on the radio.com app.
Should I text him?
Right now, as the Padres show up for another day of work in Arizona.
Should I text him, though?
No.
Don't text him.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I like having him on the show. I don't want him to hate us.
All right. I mean, I can text him.
I'm not worried about AJ hating the show. I'm worried about Woods when he doesn't text him back, getting all flustered and like, why won't AJ text me back?
That's pretty funny, actually. Maybe you should text him.
You're asking him questions that he won't and can't answer for you.
AJ, hater, yay or nay? Thumbs up, thumbs down, in, out. Wish we had that kind of relationship.
Text him, our show. Say, don't respond. If
AJ, yes, if you're close to landing Josh Hader, don't text back. That's like the greatest bit of
confirmation.
All time.
There it is.
Problem solved.
Should I do it? I'm a coward. I am such a coward. There's no way. We get the call like from the boss, like, you guys are banned from Petco Park. You're no longer allowed in. Wouldn't be the first time. Not for me. I've never been banned from Petco Park. Other people I'm talking about.
I just feel like that guy's always on his phone. He's texting very important
people.
Yeah,
and doesn't text me back, though.
Well, I just feel like when your text is between one from, like, you know, Brian Cashman and, you know, the other GMs. Like,
hey, how about Clint Frazier?
Who do I get back to first? Not Stephen Woods
well,
from
let's
the radio
see.
Station.
Where is his bread buttered? Right here at 97.3. I butter his bread. I'm out here talking about his team, loving his team, supporting his team. I would say I more so than Brian Cashman does.
I don't know. Other GMs have supported the Padres quite well this offseason.
They really have. They really have. Thank you.
You Darvish for a bunch of guys that Padres fans have never heard of? Why not?
Sounds good
Thanks,
to us.
Jed Hoyer. Doing more as general manager of the Cubs for the Padres than he did as general manager of the Padres for the Padres.
Oh, that's so good. So good.
Should I text Jed Hoyer?
No, you've been told not to do that
you've
anymore,
been warned.
You know
oh,
that.
You know that.
Fine.
Oh, man. Take on Woods, our daily musical trivia contest. Almost unwinnable.
Woo!
But if you'd like to take your shot, 833-288-0973. Get to that next. Plus a social media question I just saw. What is your greatest athletic achievement for the non-athletes out there? We all have something, right?
Call in.
Keep a thought out for that next. Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.